Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And as always, I am happy to be here, and I'm happy that you are here for this episode because I want to talk to you about creation and creating and how we create a life for ourselves through our thoughts and our words and our actions. And so I want to talk to you about that because I want us to start taking ownership of our own lives. You know, see, it's very easy for us to give ownership to somebody else, you know, of our lives. You know, let them do it. Let them figure it out for us. What should we do? Where should we go? But we need to take ownership of our own lives because we are powerful individual beings. And so I want to talk to you about creation and being a creator. And I am going to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And it's about creation. I am a powerful creator. When I feel an urge to create something new, I call upon the divine ideas that enable me to shape my life in positive, healthy ways. I draw upon thoughts of vitality and feelings of vibrancy when formulating my health and fitness goals. I call upon thoughts of love and feelings of connection when I want to create deeper relationships. I recognize that I can positively influence conditions in my community and in the world when I use the imaginative power of my mind to help bring into manifestation a world of fairness, opportunity, peace, and joy for all. Through my creative thoughts, words and actions, I give shape to my life and impact the world around me in positive ways. And so it is. See, I like the last part of that where it says, through my creative thoughts, words, and actions, I give shape to my life. Shape to my life. So you are creating your life as it stands right now through your thoughts and words. Whatever is happening to you today, whatever existence you're living in, you created that. You created that through your own thoughts, your words, and your feelings. And possibly, and we all do this, so I'm just going to share that, you know, nobody's perfect because we all do this. We all have negative thoughts that come up in our head, right? Negative thoughts. There's not a one of us that walks around and there's no negative thought that pops up, right? So we have negative thoughts about we're not smart enough. We have negative thoughts that we don't have enough money to do what it is we want to do. Or we're not pretty enough, handsome enough. We don't have a partner. You know, we come up with all these negative thoughts. But there's something I want you to understand about that because that part of you is not going to go away. That's not something that we're just going to turn it off. You know, you just don't, okay, well, we're going to banish all these negative thoughts. Well, you can work towards that, but they're going to always come up because they're in there and they're going to always come up. So what I want you to do is I want you to start thinking about them in a different way. I want to share with you the definition of a contract. Okay? And I know you think, okay, she went left. This is going somewhere else now. But stay with me. So by legal definition, a contract is a meeting of the minds. right? If you say to me, I want to sell you this pen, and I say to you, I want to buy that pen, we have created a contract, right? We have a meeting of the minds. Well, the same thing happens when negative thoughts come up in your head. When that thought that comes up that says, you know, well, I'm too fat. If you say, yes, you are, you have created a contract. And by creating that contract, when you agree to those negative thoughts, you give those negative thoughts shape in your life. Shape. You give them legs. You give them creation. And then our actions start following that thought because we've created a contract with that thought. So now we start to eat junk food and things that are not good for us. And then we don't go to the gym and we don't work out because you know what? We're fat. Because that's the contract we created when that negative thought came up. So be careful about the contracts you create with your thoughts. Don't just let your thoughts just come and go and swim around in your head left and right. Because they are there and they are there and they can create a world that you don't want to be a part of. And you will look up and say, how did I get here? How did this happen? And I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, that's how it happens. So remind yourself that you are a creator, because you are. There's a wonderful saying that says, I am the creation and the creator. I am, right? And so when you remember that you are a creator, and you are constantly through in your thoughts, creating what your experience feels like. You ever had days where you all of a sudden felt a little sad and you didn't know why? Like you were doing okay. Things were going along. You were driving along or walking along or, you know, in your office or at your home and everything seemed to be fine. And all of a sudden you just got this little gloomy feel over you. We all do that. We all go through that because we're all humans, right? If you stop for a moment and you think about that, which we don't do, we let it go and we go into the gloom. But if you don't and you stop for a minute, I guarantee you, you will see that some negative thought came up inside of you. Some negative thought came up and you start experiencing it. And it changed your mood. So what you have to do is like a gardener, and they go out and they have to pull those weeds because those weeds will take over the whole garden. You have to go and dig that weed out. You know, when that happens to me and I start to feel that little gloom, I stop myself and say, okay, what was that? Well, where'd that come from? What thought brought that up? And if I sit down with it for a moment, I'll see what it was. It will show itself. It will reveal itself. And then I execute it. I send it out. I say, go away. Get out. Don't want you in my house. Right? That's not the thoughts I want to think. That's not how I want to live. That's not what I want to create. And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to know that you are a powerful creator. And that the first step in being a powerful creator is to control, monitor your thoughts, and only make contracts with thoughts that give you a positive, loving experience. And I am so hopeful that this episode has been helpful for you and that you can sit down and think about it and that it's something that you can use, that you can pass on to other people, that it will empower you. And I do hope that you come back for more episodes. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.